real joy and peace. Encourage it, bring it to the foot of the cross. Jesus died for you. He loves you. I'm going to ask the Christians if you'll come too so you can pray. Let's say it.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest.
Won't you come?
Without you, I fall apart. You're the one
come on.
That guides my heart. Lord, sin runs deep.
Seated, we're just going to continue on, and I just want you to just feel the presence of the Lord in this place. Jesus died for you. that you might live. He took our place, your place, on Calvary's cross. He died for us. And this morning you might say, well, Ron, why do I need anything? Why do I need the Lord? And in my life, I was not complete. I had a lot of stuff, but it wasn't complete until I totally surrendered my life to God. He's given me joy and peace and meaning for my life. And that's something that doesn't come. You can have all the fame and fortune in the world. We know people like that. But it's until you surrender your life to God that He gives you joy and peace. So if you're here this morning and you haven't accepted Jesus in your heart, you haven't said, God, I'm sorry for the things I've done. Come into my life. Change me and make me the person I'm supposed to be. Help me to be that person. If you make that prayer yours today, He'll come in and change your life slowly but surely. He'll give you that joy and peace. See people all around us singing and smiling because God has done something in our life. We believe it and we live it. And the songwriter said, if heaven was never promised to me, if there was no heaven, it's still been worth having the Lord in my life. And I believe that.